You've got the Inside Outside Guys radio network with the inside guy Chuck Bridenstine and the outside guy Ken Calverley. Now let's get learning. Here are Ken and Chuck.
It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, live from Basements Plus Showroom in Commerce. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing expert today at basementsplus.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We've got the owner, Steve Iverson, with us, and we've got a lot to talk about and only an hour to do it, so we better jump right into it.
We do, and we're talking basement. If we would have been in this chair, say, 30 or 40 years ago, it would have been a much different conversation than we're having today.
25 or 30.
You're right. And one thing that we love and we think it's so important is when we look at this printout you got here about your material, and we talked to Josh earlier, when you can have a basement that has no organics in it, you really have a lot less to worry about, and you can be pretty sure that you have a healthy basement. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely. The materials you put in your basement, whether it's the waterproofing materials or the finishing materials, whichever, doesn't matter. They're all key ingredients to creating the healthy environment.
Yeah. Makes a big difference. Steve, a lot of people have lower levels that are already finished, but they didn't do it properly in the right sequence, and there's a little flood, and the lower 3 feet of the finished walls are now messed up.
Yeah.
What should those people do?
Well, they should call us, number one. But number two, we do have a product that sometimes we have to go in and we have to flood cut a basement, so we have to take
What does
off.
That mean?
Means we're taking out the existing basement walls up a couple of feet so that we get access to the basement wall in the footing itself so that we can put our product in, the waterproofing product in. Then what a lot of companies do is they walk away from the job at that point and they say, okay, good luck,
call somebody else.
Yeah, and that doesn't work out well for most of our customers. So
nope.
We have a product called Restoration Wall where we can come in. We will cut us a clear line at 32 inches. We'll restud down to the track that we just put in. And then we have a vinyl covered wall that we can put in. It's a matter of a few days as opposed to a few weeks of construction. And we can have your basement back in usable shape in pretty short order.
It looks like a beautiful wainscot with a chair rail.
Yeah, so you get a cement board going up 32 inches. It's got a vinyl covering on it. A chair rail at 32 inches, a PVC chair rail, and then a PVC molding. So it's an indestructible wall, at least our portion of it, once we're done with it. And it's sitting on our waterproofing system.
So if it's cementuous, what stops that from soaking up water?
Well, it's treated on the back side of it, and then it's got a vinyl coating on the front of it. So, now you could have some organics above it in the old wall.
Sure.
So I'm going to just roll into this, is you still need to control the humidity in your basement and make sure that your environment down there is a safe space.
You know, we talked about Basements Plus waterproofing my basement, finishing my basement, but those mechanical systems you mentioned keeping the humidity down, what do you do mechanically as part of what Basements Plus will design and install?
So we have a commercial size dehumidifier called a Sanidry that we offer all of our customers, and it will keep, you set the level wherever you want it, but we advise our homeowners to set it less than 50%. If you're above 50%, you start to get into the possibility of mold growth, and we don't want that even to be a possibility.
Is that a standalone system, or is that integrated into the HVAC system?
It's not integrated. It's a standalone, but it is ducted. So there's a duct down low that's drawing in the moist air, and then it's sending it through the system. Another duct that's up high that's pushing out dry warm air, essentially. It dries it and warms it and pushes it back out into the space.
And I'm glad you said that, because we get a lot of emails about this, and Chuck and I tell people some basements, some homes just need dehumidification.
Yeah.
They're in a moist area, maybe near a swamp, maybe near a wetland, and they need dehumidification, and you guys can handle that for them.
Absolutely. And it's based on the time of the year, too. So, come January, February, it's really dry. You probably don't need a dehumidifier, but come May, April, or the rainy seasons, your basement humidity level is going up, and it's not just about what's built out of, it's the stuff that you're keeping in your basement too, it runs the potential for damage.
So you mentioned the rainy season and the potential for moisture. What about sump pumps?
So we have a variety of different options there. We have our triple safe, which has three different pumps in it. So if you're doing a waterproofing system or you're doing a basement finishing project that you're not interested in a waterproofing system, they can both be installed there with three different pumps to kind of back each other up under any circumstance.
There's not a better system out there.
There is not a better system out there.
Well, let me ask you this. What if somebody listening today says, gosh, I can't afford all the stuff that Basements Plus does, but I would like that Santa Dry system and maybe the triple safe sump pump. Should they still call you?
They should. Yeah. There's, you know, there's can be stages to this. We realize everybody doesn't have all the money to do every single thing that we have at our disposal. But we can work out a plan and do something for you every periodically, develop the priorities of the basement, and, you know, kind of come up with an action item list from there.
And as a homeowner, don't be in a hurry. I mean, you guys are never in a hurry.
Right.
When we walked in earlier, you had a couple in there giving a consultation to, and very easy going. You guys want people to come in here, tell them exactly what you can do.
Yeah.
And I mean, the only reason you'd be in a hurry is if you've got something planned coming up. But if that basement's been wet for the last 10 or 15 years,
right,
it's not a hurry at that point.
No, I mean, listen, you have to do step one first. And I don't mean this to be condescending, but a lot of people will plan their vacations more than they'll spend more time on that than they will planning a home improvement project.
I mean, somebody listening to the show is going, we got to get our basement finished, and we want it done by at the end of September.
Yeah, we want to use it for a Christmas party or something like that, and it's too late for that. Like, right. You know, so...
Is it?
It is, yeah.
That's good to know, you know, because it's one of those things where we're all kind of that same person. How about somebody that says, I'd really like to get my basement finished, and then maybe call you guys next year, or my basement waterproofed.
Yeah.
So when we come back, let's talk about the idea of maybe somebody getting their basement waterproofed by someone else and then having you guys come in. Why should or shouldn't they be thinking that way?
Material, implementation, design, and warranty. Professional service you will get if you call Basements Plus today.
To the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, today sponsored by Skyworks Equipment Rental. And we've got Terry Webster, who you've come to know and hopefully love over the past couple of years with us. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Chuck, Ken. How are you guys doing today? It's always a privilege to be here.
The tan looks good.
We love him.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys and Basements Plus. We've got Steve Iverson with us. So, Steve, we're going to take advantage of you over the next few segments here. If someone wants to have their basement waterproofed, and they say, well, we'll call Basements Plus afterwards to have them finish, what's your advice? What's your thought?
If you're ever planning on finishing your basement at any level and you have a water problem, you should call us and heavily consider the fact that we're the only ones that will warranty our own finished basement on top of our own waterproofing system. In most cases throughout Michigan, if the waterproofing companies are competitors, will not warranty their waterproofing system if you put a finishing basement wall system of any sort on top of it.
So you had mentioned briefly in the last segment that it might be too late for someone that wants that finished space for the holidays. If somebody calls you today, what is, and they need, you know, probably need some waterproofing, probably then need the basement finished, what is a typical process / timeline?
From the finishing perspective, I'm going to say a minimum of 6 months. So from the time that we first come out and meet you to the time that it's finished up, ready for you to put furniture in there, you need to be thinking about 6 months minimum.
How come?
Well, we first have to get through the inspection process, the consultation, and then into the initial design. Put a design in front of you so that, you know, we're kind of on the same page of the scope of work and what this is going to look like when it's all done. And we do a lot of upfront work. We do a lot of design work. We do a lot of 3D renderings. We want to really take our time at the initial steps to make sure that we're on the same page, that you understand what you're buying and we know what we're delivering to you. That's a key component. So we take a couple, 2-3 weeks there if we need to, before you even sign a contract.
That's good. You're not going to pressure sell anyone. You want them to take their time and make sure that they feel comfortable about their decision. And
so they're picking out light fixtures, colors.
Well, from there, one of the things I dropped in front of you guys today is this, we call it our lookbook. It's the Plus Collection, which Amy just literally finished. Amy and Katie worked the last 3 or 4 months putting this thing together.
Is that why she looks so stressed out?
Yeah, she's on break right now. But this thing is fantastic. So when our specialist comes out to talk to you, you're basically going to go shopping in this catalog and pick out all the fixtures that we have available to you, built-ins, whatever it is, it's
Who
in this catalog.
That?
Nobody that I know of.
Nope. Nobody that we know of either.
So
Sears. No.
No, so this is a game changer. This thing is awesome. It's full of pre-designed packages for bathrooms, for bars, for, you know, anything that you can think of, built-in features, fireplaces. Like, it's full of great information. We're going to roll this out to our team tomorrow. And then moving forward from there, once the contract is signed, we've settled on, you know, the price, scope of work, and plan, then you'll come into the office, you'll meet with our project developers. We have a team that's dedicated to pre-production. So their job is to make sure that they get all of the color choices, all of the door styles, everything that they need to know.
The hardware.
Yeah, it's all like put into a package essentially with a bow on it, ready to hand off to their project manager. And so even at that point, we're going to have some pre-construction meetings, again, to clarify and make sure everybody's on the same page, because there's nothing worse than getting into a project that, A, isn't fully selected. You know, those jobs always go sideways. And B, if we're not on the same page, those are going to go sideways. So we have several checkpoints along the way to make sure there's complete alignment.
And it all starts with you educating your customer.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like,
and this is can people listening, how can they get a copy of this book?
Sign a contract.
Okay. You know what? We love that.
I like that.
We like that a lot. Yep.
What if someone listening today says, I love the idea of what you guys do, and I want a dry, healthy space, but I really don't want a bathroom or kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't even need a fireplace. I just want a finished big space to throw a couch and a TV in. Will you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, all different levels, from really high-end speakeasies and multiple bars and golf simulators.
Hidden rooms.
To four walls and a drop ceiling. Like
what a vault. We do a vault?
We've done... I haven't done the actual vault door, but we've done like hidden bookcase doors and a lot of cool stuff like that. Yeah.
That is very cool. I want to get back with what you're talking about a second ago, because I want to make sure that people hear this. You said that if they get a basement, and a lot of times, if they get a basement waterproofing job done by another company, mm-hmm. whether you touch it or someone else touches it to go finish it, it can void their waterproofing job.
We hear it all the time.
That's dirty.
It is. Yeah, it is.
That's wrong. And homeowners have to take a look at their warranty, and they've got to look at every little sentence in there. And then call that company and make sure that's what they're reading, and see if they can get that voided, because that's just not right. Most people, once they waterproof their basement, their eventual plan is to finish it.
100%. We hear it all the time, and, you know, I agree with you. It's not right. It's not the way. You know, we don't have teams of salespeople. We're out there competing with sometimes large companies that, you know, have large sales teams, and they're going to sales boot camps, and they're part of large companies. We're a family-owned company, and we're trying to do the right thing for our customers day in and day out. And that's why we've been able to maintain a 4.9 or 5-star Google review rating. And, you know, we're proud of that. Like, that's something that is very meaningful to us.
Well, your success is based on doing what you say you'll do and people feel good about that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How much work do I have to do as a homeowner if I hire Basements Plus to come in and do a project in my lower level?
We're turnkey. So
write a check. That's
yeah, right. You might get writer's cramp. We're turnkey. We want to take care of everything. My entire company is here to, our vision is to create a remodeling experience that nobody else can. That is written on every wall in this office. You see it flashing on the TV screens here, but that's what we're here for, is to create a remodeling experience that nobody else can.
Wow, that's great stuff. And it all starts right here at the home office of Basements Plus. Would you like homeowners to come here first, or do you want to meet them at their house first?
Typically at their house, so that we can get an idea of what they're looking for, what they need. Having them come to our, if somebody needs to get comfortable by coming, by all means, let's make an appointment. Come on in. I'm sure you'll like what you see, and then we can move to the next step.
Well, you've spent so much time, effort, and energy, and money, I'm sure, setting up a showroom where I can, I was telling Amy this morning, I love being able to touch and see, mm-hmm. The wall system you put in.
Yeah.
Every piece of it is labeled. You identify what it's for. To me, that's huge.
Yeah. Everybody sees things differently.
Sure.
So, I have some customers who can look at a 2D plan and really understand what we're laying out in front of them.
Yep.
The spouse might only be able to see it in 3D. Some other people are kinetic, where they need to touch and feel all the materials and see it. So we understand that it's not a canned program here. It's customized to the customer and what they need.
And you have so many choices, don't you? I'm guessing it can be kind of overwhelming for a homeowner. That's why you're here, to hold their hand and walk them through it.
There are a ton of choices. What Amy and Katie were able to do is capture them in this catalog. And so it's really streamlined the selection process and the design and build process. So we're looking forward to rolling this out, and we think this is going to be a game changer in how we're able to just to bounce the ball from department to department and have the customer be a raving fan.
So where do you get your pleasure out of doing what you guys do every day? What makes you happiest?
That's a good question. I like the whole thing. I like coming to work and my family's here. I think last time I counted, we had 8 or 9 of my family works here.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing because you do it right. A lot of people do it, and it's not a good thing. But with your policies, your procedures, you don't just go, hey, come work for me.
No. I mean, and they're great at what they do. My son's running the waterproofing department right now. My brother's in sales. My nephew's kind of doing janitor work around here. And then we have long-term people who have been here forever, Steve and Katie, and they're bringing their kids here to go to work.
Oh, cool.
That's the coolest part.
And you find joy in that.
I love it. I think it's great.
And your bride sitting next to you, which is a really cool thing.
Yep, she's my partner. She's actually might be my boss.
She is your boss.
Yeah, I know.
And you've heard us say this before. There are not a lot of couples that can do what you guys do. And you guys do it so well. You two set the example for everybody else in this company. And you do it phenomenally. Absolutely phenomenally.
I agree. We've highlighted a lot of different things. What if you had to reduce to 5 or 10 things that are differentiators? If I talk to other people, I'm not going to get this.
Yeah.
What would those things be? What would you tell people?
It's probably 3 things for me. It's people, it's products, and it's processes. Those are the 3 main bullet points that I think are our 3 uniques here. The first one we talked about, family, but I think all of our people here, I've got, Elizabeth and her daughter here. They're both phenomenal people and they do a great job. I just can't imagine, they always say hire people smarter than you. We did that and it works.
Easy for me.
My team here is awesome. They're really great. They're professional at every level. They do an awesome job. And, the products that we use, we've talked about those, whether it's the waterproofing or the finishing, they're all unique. They're engineered and designed for the basement finishing and basement waterproofing space. And, we have a whole litany of processes, whether it's for finishing or waterproofing that are proven to provide a successful project.
So for owners of companies out there that are listening, you just heard a tutorial on how to do it right. So many companies just want warm bodies. They need people there. That's not how you hire to become a successful and growing company like Basements Plus. You find the good people first, and the rest will come with it.
Absolutely. We're looking for A players constantly.
Good. So anyone out there looking for a career, you can contact Basements Plus. We'll be right back in just a second. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, live from Basements Plus Showroom in Commerce. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing expert today at basementsplus.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Steve Iverson, you use the word experience. You want people to have a great experience. What do you mean by that? What do you see out there?
Well, I see a lot of stuff that I shouldn't.
Well, be honest. I mean, let's talk about some of that.
Remodelers have a bad name in general for not providing the customer with an experience that they're happy with. They're constantly having to check up. Guys aren't showing up. They become their own project or superintendent.
Yeah, and the homeowner does.
Yeah, and they feel like, you know, they're going to get shoddy workmanship if they're not down there checking on the job themselves. You know, if they're, and we've been to, you and I, all three of us have talked about some of the workmanship that I've seen out there.
Yes.
I think I sent you guys some pictures on.
You showed us some.
A basement that this lady spent $70,000 on that needed to be torn out because it was done so poorly.
And she never got her money back.
I'm assuming she didn't.
Gone money.
Yeah, it was gone, and she was asking us to rebuild it, but even that got out of her, what she could take on. So we see a lot of different things, whether it's in the foundation repair business or the finishing business, that, you know, just should not be like it just shouldn't go that way.
Well, I mentioned at the start of the show, people, especially with children, like a finished basement because it keeps their upstairs clean. Everyone sees, they can go downstairs, but nobody wants to put their kids in a basement.
Well, I get banished to the basement now instead of outside to the doghouse, so I like that too.
Well, I bet you do, and then she locks the door.
Absolutely.
I don't blame her. But you don't want anyone downstairs breathing in bad air or playing in an unhealthy environment.
Yeah. And that's why the materials are so important, to not use organic material in your basement finishing system. Our Silver Glow wall system is made up of Silver Glow insulation, so it's got a radiant barrier on it that's going to radiate energy back into the space. It's metal studs, it's mold defense drywall, and it's PVC moldings.
And there's no thermal bridge between.
There's no thermal bridge.
Interior and exterior.
Continuous insulation. It's infused with graphite, which drives up the R value per inch. So this is a very unique wall system that nobody else has at their disposal. And that really is the main key ingredient in our basement finishing product line. There's a lot more in these catalogs that Amy's put together, but this is kind of the pinnacle. This is where it all starts, is with the wall system.
Well, we mentioned earlier in the show that for years people thought, okay, we're finishing our basement, let's put plastic against the brick wall or the concrete wall and finish at that point. And those were people that thought they were doing the right thing. And you've seen that all the time.
Yeah.
But they didn't know they were making a healthy environment. And you'll find professionals that will do that. So someone's getting their kitchen redone upstairs, and they say to the guy, hey, will you finish my basement?
Yeah.
Well, and they're going to say yes, but they really don't know how to.
The issue is that building science changes, right? And they say,
yeah, it does.
You know, they don't build it like they used to. Sometimes that's a good thing, right? And I'm not like cracking on anybody.
No,
like,
you're right.
Just like things change and ideas change of how things should get built and put together. And that's like, you know, we're always studying, trying to get better here and trying to nonstop, never ending evolution of our product line and our services. And, you know, it just, you got to try and be better, you know, all the time.
Yes. So the experience, when you're talking about the experience. You're basically saying if Chuck homeowner calls you, I should be put at ease and enjoy it, mm-hmm. and not be stressed wondering if you're going to call, if you're going to follow through, if you're going to do it right.
And so that, you know, when I say this is our company's vision and mission, it starts even in the marketing department where we're putting out marketing that actually is putting out a story that people can grab onto, and then they call the office and they want to set an appointment. The appointment center, how they answer the phone is important. What they're telling the customer is important. Then having our specialists show up on time and deliver an experience there that, you know, is pointing the customer in the right direction. It goes on and on and on from there. It goes on into our project developers, our project managers, our carpenters, you know, our logistics team who deliver the materials, and they keep the warehouse clean so that when somebody does come to our office, we can take them through and show them all the materials we have on the shelf.
So you have a lot back there, too.
Everybody here plays a part in making sure that we're delivering an experience that nobody else can.
Comes back to you want to hire good people first, because people will do business with people they like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do a very good job of making sure that we have the right people in the right seat
you
here.
Do.
And, you know, checking that often and making sure that we have a team of A players. You know?
So things that a homeowner may not be aware of. Amy mentioned a true wall when we were talking this morning.
So one that doesn't lie.
Really, what does that mean to me, the homeowner? I mean, what am I likely to get from any builder, Bob, basement?
Well, so if you went down during construction of our basement, it's going to look like a light show. You know, we got lasers going off all over the place. You got, you know, we're laying out walls, we're building them plumb, we're building them straight. Ceiling grid is going in with a laser. Everything is going in laser level and plumb.
Laser level. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
So I grew up in Berkeley. And for people that don't know that out there, Berkeley was built on a swamp. And it was built, everything was built too low. And it was all built with block walls. And I remember it had to be, I think, 2013, where I think it was about our third in the last 10 years, 100-year rain.
Yeah.
And everything got flooded. Everyone's basement got flooded from the sewer system.
Yeah.
And obviously, that had nothing to do with any walls being bad. So when you go in those areas, do you ask the customer, do you have a check valve already installed? And if not, will the jurisdiction make you install one, or do you do it no matter what anyway?
We don't do it no matter what. We do talk about it, and we have one of our plumbers, Ron Alexander, has kind of led the charge.
We know him.
Yeah. Yeah, Ron's a great partner of ours. We've worked with him for years and years, and he would be my go-to for that, like in whether it's getting advice from him on the RPZ valves.
That's what he's highly viewed, because he is a specialist.
He is. He does a great job at what he does.
Yeah. And what I'm talking about, if people don't know, is that will prevent the sewer water. When that happened, those 100-year rains, unfortunately, there were people whose sewer water from other homes was coming up into their basement from the drain.
Buddy of ours right at the station experienced that.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So there is a two-way check valve you can put in there that does not happen. If you're getting a basement finished, we highly recommend you put one of those in. So we're going to go to break. And after we get back from break, I want to talk about ceilings, because people have a lot of choices in ceilings, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. And also, I want to make sure we hit that triple sump, because that thing is a lifesaver. Stick around for more as we continue this conversation with Basements Plus.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys live today with Basements Plus. We're going to run out of time, but we got a lot more to talk about. Ken, you mentioned ceilings and ceiling choices.
There are a few. You have a hard ceiling, you have a drop ceiling, or just a painted ceiling. And painted ceilings, I think, are a great option. How about you guys?
They're a great option for a few reasons in my mind. You know, sometimes ceiling height can be an issue in a basement. So by not building in another ceiling level, you're maintaining some height in the basement.
And psychology of that can make a difference either.
Yeah, and like what Amy and I did at our house, we did two of the three of those. Like, we did a couple of rooms with the painted ceiling, a couple of rooms with the hard ceiling, the drywall ceiling. So you can mix it up just to give the basement a different look and feel. Like it really becomes a design detail.
And your basement is beautiful. And I have to mention the fit and finish, the attention to quality. I mean, Ken and I are used to looking across drywall ceilings and seeing the imperfections.
Yeah.
You don't see that in yours. You guys really, really should feel good about the quality you deliver.
We are, yeah. We're always looking to improve, but, you know, we are very, you know, very happy with the quality of the product that we deliver to our customers and how we deliver it, too.
What if somebody listening today says, this sounds great, but I'd really like to see one of the projects you guys have completed?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, so we have multiple open houses per year. They're scheduled out a couple of months in advance. I think the last one we did was at the end of June.
We were there.
And we have another one coming up here in October. And for anybody looking to finish their basement at any level, this is a great opportunity to come out to a customer of ours home who is letting us show off the workmanship.
What a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, the basement is brag-worthy, but unfortunately you don't get to show it to as many people as you like to because it's the basement.
Good point. Yeah.
And that's a good opportunity.
Brag-worthy.
To do so.
I think I've heard that. You take a lot of pride in delivering brag-worthy lower levels.
We do. You know, we're trying to deliver the best product possible to our customer. And, you know, we don't have a model home, you know, but what we do have is customers who are willing to show our product.
And we didn't even mention the value that a finished basement will bring to the house. Your house is going to be worth more money if you've got a finished basement.
Well, properly.
The only caveat to that is the lady who spent the $70,000, she did not get the value out of it. So you have to do it right, and it has to be done at a certain level, you know, or you're not going to get any return on investment.
But that's why we count on you, because our listeners know if they call Basements Plus, it's going to be done right. And where can they call you from? In other words, what area do you guys service?
We serve all of Southeast Michigan. So, you know, we're up to Saginaw, we're over into the Thumb, down to basically the borderline, the Michigan southern borderline, and then over to Lansing and Jackson. So it's a pretty big area.
Yeah, it is.
So is it a matter of time before you open up a Grand Rapids office?
No.
Okay.
Steve, do you ever hear from clients that call you and say, we didn't realize how improved our quality of life would be because we have that additional space? You ever hear anything like that from people?
Absolutely, yeah. A matter of fact, one of the last open houses we did was really cool because they had multiple families in the basement. So the basement space that we finished was awesome. And one whole family lived down there.
Really?
Mom and dad lived upstairs, and the brother and his family lived in the other level. So it was really a cool place.
Quality of life. If you're upstairs and you have three rugrats running downstairs and you say, or running around upstairs, and you go, get downstairs, that improves your quality of life.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was get outside leave town.
Exactly.
Yeah,
get outside and play. Absolutely. And lastly, I just want people to hear, you were talking about your triple sump pump system.
Yeah.
It is a phenomenal system, and once somebody has that installed, they really have no worries at all.
No, it gives you complete peace of mind. There's a primary pump, a third horsepower Zoeller. So if you're familiar with sump pumps, this is a cast iron American-made sump pump that is bulletproof. Like, and you want a cast iron pump. You do not want plastic pumps because they heat up and they melt the parts inside and the exterior. The second one is a half horsepower Zoeller cast iron pump. And then the last one is our Ultra Sump, which is a battery backup. In case the power's out, the Zoellers aren't working, and the crock's filling up with water, we need to get rid of it. And this Ultra Sump will pump out 12,000 gallons of water on one charge.
Wow.
Which no one should ever come close to getting.
We have seen those Zoellers run for decades, literally.
Yeah.
I love them. How about financing? Because you talked earlier about doing things in stages.
Yeah.
Can you help me provide some financing?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, depending on the month, the programs change from time to time, but we have some programs right now to get you a great monthly payment option. And then we also have some same as cash options.
What do people usually choose? Is there any trending you've seen?
Most of them are the monthly payment. They're looking for a comfortable monthly payment. They'll put some cash or check down, and then they'll finance a portion of it for a period of time.
And don't wait till the kids are out of college and left the house to do this, right? I've seen couples do that, and they go, why are you doing it now?
Right. And the other thing with the financing is our financing is not secured to the home, so it's unsecured financing.
Really?
And some of our customers say, you know what, we're going to get a home equity line of credit. Well, what I always tell them is, like, let's take my financing. There's no charge for it. Let's get your project done. Your house is going to be worth more when we're done, and then you can go after the HELOC.
Get it reappraised?
Yeah.
Good. That's good advice.
It is good advice. So someone out there right now listening, and they're not sure if they are a candidate for a basement waterproofing, give you a call. You'll come out, you'll take a look, and you'll tell them exactly what you can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on whether it's a waterproofing, foundation repair, or finishing project you're after, or all three, hopefully, we'll send out the right person to meet with you. Free consultation, no obligation. In some cases, we can, you know, get quotes and designs on the table that first night. If not, there'll be a second meeting. 99% of the time for a foundation or waterproofing system, we can get the proposal on the table the day we're there.
Do you want people to sit with a pad of paper and a pen and say, this is what we would like out of the project if we did it tomorrow? Or would you rather that they just had kind of a blank slate when they met you?
You know, everybody's kind of got their wish list of what they want design-wise. But, you know, I always, you know, when I run the appointments, I like to kind of come up, you tell me the kind of spaces you're trying to develop, let me look at your space and see where I think things should go. And we also have the advantage, not only have done 1,000 or several thousand of these basements at this point, but we have that CAD team. If you want something really custom, that's all they do is draw basement finishing plans. So, and they're really good at it.
Have you done anything that you guys get together at night and go, that's really cool?
Oh, we've done lots of really cool stuff. We actually just got information that we are getting a silver design award from Qualified Remodeler this fall.
So you guys won some awards last year from the
awards all over the place in here.
Yeah,
the HBA, the Home Builders Association. We got three of them. We got the platinum, the gold, and the silver last year.
That's kind of all there is.
I think there might be they might have a bronze, but we didn't submit for four.
We love it. And for people who are listening, Basements Plus is trusted by other professionals. They're trusted by jurisdictions. They will pull permit on every job that they will do, and they'll put a guarantee behind the work. The phone number, 248-926-6630. The website, basementsplus.com, and of course you can still find them and always find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Steve and Amy Iverson, thank you for having us, and thank you for taking such great care of our listeners.
It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, live from Basements Plus Showroom in Commerce. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing expert today at basementsplus.com. Now here are the Inside Outside guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Thrilled to be with you. Boy, we are in the dog days of summer, aren't we?
Yes, we are in the dog days of summer. Did you grow up with a basement in your house?
I mean, the basement was already there. It didn't grow up.
Okay. You're trying to be funny, but you're not doing a very good job.
I know. You know, back when I was a kid, they were all block basements, and we would sleep in them in the summer.
Yeah.
And if Dad painted the basement, it was finished.
Right.
That was a finished basement.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. That's why I brought it up, because in my house, when it was really hot outside, when we were kids, we didn't have an air conditioner.
Oh, we didn't either.
No.
Gosh, no.
So if you wanted to be cool, you went outside or you went into the basement. And the basement is always cool, but it is a totally different environment from the rest of your house. And we're going to take this whole show and talk to people about basements, how to get a beautiful finished basement and how to live in a basement, how to be comfortable in your basement. We're going to talk about basements.
Well, we're going into the fall season,
yeah,
which will lead us into the cabin fever winter season. And people need additional space. They have holidays. They have guests over during the holidays. And we're going to give them an alternative to enjoy those celebrations in their home.
Yeah, and when you had a couple of kids, where were the kids when you were growing up? Where was their main place they played? Was it in the basement?
Oh, yeah.
Inside? And I tell you what's good about that is you have kids, that helps keep your upstairs clean if you have a good, safe location for the kids to play in downstairs.
Well, that was a priority to finish that basement, and it evolved over time as the kids evolved. So, yeah, big deal. You know, I was thinking if you got people in your house and you're cooking for them or they're staying overnight and bathing, you better have clean, pure water.
Absolutely.
I mean, what a slander to your guests if you don't.
It's critical.
It really is.
Critical. You can get that by calling Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
Yeah, exactly. We encourage everybody to take advantage of the fact that they'll come out and do a free water test for you and let you know if you have any issues, and then if you do, how to resolve them through Beauchamp.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do it? It's free.
As you know, things change in our environment. All the pesticides that go on the lawns, all the sealers that go on stamped concrete and brick pavers, that stuff leaches into the ground.
You know, we talked to a couple experts a few weeks back that are water experts that told us you should have your water tested in your house once a year, regardless of what system you're on, because of leaking pipes in the old infrastructure or the water well itself. If you have a well, water can change. The aquifers can change.
And if you're a family with children who are growing up, this is the critical time in their life. You got to make sure everything that they're consuming and absorbing is healthy. And if you can get every year, you can get your water tested for free, why would you take that chance?
See, I think about it. You know, if you got an old guy like me living there.
Well, you know, you say
old
that.
Old people can be affected too.
You say that, but as I get older, Chuck, as soon as I start to get a headache, the first thing I think about is dehydration.
I thought you were going to blame your wife or something.
Well, yeah, it's her fault I'm not drinking more water. I'll figure it out. But it is dehydration, because the older we get, the easier we get dehydrated. That's why it's so important to always drink healthy, clean water, and you can make sure you do that by talking to Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
You know, John McFarland of McFarland Painting gives us a tip. He recognizes the fact that a lot of people are do-it-yourselfers. They're going to do that one room or maybe two rooms in their house. And, of course, with the holidays coming up, like we're talking about,
sure,
that becomes a thing, yep, maybe an accent wall in the dining room. But a good suggestion was, if you're going to paint trim, and not everybody should, but if they do, use a satin or semi-gloss, because it's a lot easier to clean it.
Yes.
When it's properly cured and applied.
And a lot of tape. A lot of trim tape, right?
Oh, that too, yeah. I'm a trim tape fool.
Well, the companies like McFarland, they're going to spend more time putting that down and prepping the paint than they are actually going to paint. That's how important that process is.
Yeah, it's funny, because in the past, John has talked to us about the importance of primer. So many products today are primer and finish coat in one can. And John says, you know, if you need a primer, especially exterior applications,
right,
it's critical that you have a separate and dedicated primer that will lock into the substrate and lock the finish paint, you know, to it when you apply it.
It'll make it stronger.
Yep.
It'll make it look better. It'll make it last longer. It'll make it easier to clean. There's just too many benefits. And that's one of the things with John McFarland. John is a licensed builder. Now, years ago, they removed the category of licensing for painting. John kept his license, and they do a lot of finish carpentry. You wouldn't expect a painting company to do. That's why whenever we talk about McFarland painting, we always say so much more than a painting company.
Well, I think that's important, too, because a lot of times if I'm going to get something redone in the home, the stairwell walls and ceiling or whatever, I might want to get those spindles done, too. And then now I'm going, oh, geez, I got to get two different contractors in here. I got to try to coordinate those contractors. Whereas if I use McFarland, they will come in and do the railing replacement and the painting.
Can't go wrong by calling McFarland or any of the team partners you find at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Now, here's the big difference. If you go to the computer and you punch in basement waterproofing, you're going to get a whole bunch of companies that pay to be on that spot, and you don't know how good they are. You go to the Inside Outside Guys, you look up basement waterproofing, you're going to find vetted, licensed, insured, quality companies that Chuck and I would use in our own house, companies like Basements Plus.
You know, it's funny you say that. You mentioned that the houses we grew up in, you know, when a finished basement was simply painted floors and walls and nothing in the ceiling, if the basement occasionally leaked, it wasn't as big a deal.
Right.
But today we're going to find out in the next 2 hours that finishing a lower level is a whole nother thing than what little Chuck grew up with.
You know what? You say little Chuck. I remember little Ken helping Dad tear all of the, I have to guess, asbestos-laden stuff we had on the walls when
that
we were kids.
That explains a lot about
it. It should. It should. And then when what we put back was a paneling in a basement.
Oh, yeah.
And it did not take long for that paneling to start.
I put more paneling up in family rooms and basements for 20 years.
But in my basement growing up, it didn't take long for that paneling to start warping.
And delaminating.
And soaking up that moisture.
Popping off the walls.
That's why it's so important. See, when I was young, we didn't have companies like Basements Plus. Okay, now we do.
Nobody even thought about it.
Now we have companies that specialize in everything basements. Not only will Basements Plus make sure that your basement is comfortable, beautiful, a great spot to entertain, but it'll be dry and healthy as well. So today, you are privileged, a listener out there, to hear us talk to Steve and Amy Iverson, owners of Basements Plus, and we're going to tell you why, if you're thinking about finishing that basement, you would do yourself a disservice if you did not contact Basements Plus.
Welcome back. We get to spend a lot of time with these people and actually flesh out some issues.
We do.
That's going to be fun.
We do. You know, a lot of houses have three floors, and this company just concentrates on the very bottom floor, the one under the ground, because there are so many issues that can happen in a basement. It's a totally different environment. So we have Steve and Amy Iverson with us. How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
How's business?
It's been awesome.
Actually going good.
Really good year.
Yes. Yeah. Has it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Now, people don't know that you are a basement waterproofing company, but you're also a basement finishing specialist. Maybe we should kind of split up our time together today and talk about both of those.
Absolutely. You guys are experts in all things basements. But before we get into that, let the listeners know, let us know, how did you start this business? What is the catalyst that made you go, you know what, we need to start a company that just takes care of basements?
Well, started a few years after high school, I ended up into rough carpentry, and I really liked rough carpentry, and it kind of graduated into having my own crew for several years where all we did was frame homes. Thought that was great, except for we would get rained out and snowed out and whatever. So I was looking for something that was a little more predictable for income-wise, as we had young kids at home. And so kind of evolved into basement finishing, where the climate is more predictable. And I could go to work there, earn a paycheck, essentially, which is how I started it. I was I did all the work myself.
We can relate with that, can't we, buddy?
Yeah, sure. And I think that's how a lot of these businesses start, is that's you're a technician evolving into a business person. And so we had to learn a lot along the way. But in 2003, Amy and I decided that we wanted to specialize in one segment of the construction industry rather than be kind of a do-it-all type company. And basements are different enough that you really need to know what you're doing down there. You can get in pretty quick and big trouble. So it got to the point where we were doing our own design work. I could take the project from design through construction and complete the whole process myself, not without Amy's help. Like, she was helping with selections and running the office. I was physically out doing the work, whether it was sales or rough carpentry or trim carpentry or whatever. And then as time went on, it just kind of evolved into, people, word of mouth, and they were calling us. They liked what they saw. They liked what they heard. And it just kind of kept going and going and going. And we had to figure out how to shed the different hats as things were growing, because we couldn't do it all. And so that's how we kind of got things started in the basement finishing side of things. In 2020, we decided early on that we were going to serve our customers with waterproofing and foundation repair solutions because we were struggling. I wanted to build basement finishing jobs, and we were struggling to get a waterproofing company that could help us get them ready to finish.
And stay on budget and timing as well.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So we were contacted by a company out of Connecticut called Basement Systems. We decided we liked their product line. We took on their product line, and now we serve our basement finishing customers with that waterproofing product line. But we're also open to the public. So we're doing basement finishing and waterproofing and foundation repair projects all over Southeast Michigan.
So what does a homeowner get as far as warranty when they hire Basements Plus because of your relationship with Basement Systems?
Well, they get it depends on if they do a full solution, which we always try and recommend. But if they take our recommendation of doing a full perimeter system with a triple safe sump pump, they get a lifetime transferable warranty, which that in and of itself is really great, but it's nationally backed by Basement Systems, which means, heaven forbid, something happens to us. It's not going to, but if it did, they will send in another contractor to take care of any issues that arise.
That is huge. So we want people to understand that as we move through this next couple hours, we're talking about adding genuine value to the home, because if I go to sell that home and I have a lifetime transferable warranty on the foundation being dry,
yeah,
for a buyer, that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's a really big thing, especially on, you know, keeping your foundation. The thing is that your foundation is going to be inspected one way or another if you're ever going to sell
Absolutely.
Your home. And you might as well live in the basement you want before you're going to sell it. And so make it dry, make it healthy, make it safe. Whether you finish it or not, it should still be dry and safe.
You know, unfortunately, I remember Dad and I putting in the basement, and I know Dad made a lot of mistakes, which I'm guessing a lot of other homeowners do as well. So when you guys go into a basement that has been attempted or finished by a homeowner, Chuck, do you remember years ago when we used to get so many questions about, should I put plastic against my basement walls before I finish them?
Oh, plastic against the wall, fastening wood directly to the wall, a million
things.
Right on
the ground.
Yeah.
And I got to guess you must tear down some walls and see plastic back there all the time, and it's just a terrible idea.
Oh, we demo that constantly. And then what you find is you find mold that's growing, you know, back there because you're trapping the moisture against the foundation. Really.
But they were told to do that by professional. You know, they got.
I remember
to do
this
that.
Show that we all used to watch. I don't know if I can say the name, but
sure.
Bob Vila. I used to watch it. Every
oh no,
weekend.
Don't say that. Cheaper.
Yeah. But you know, out in New England, they used to put the vapor barrier over the studs, which means they're trapping everything between the inside of the wall and the outside.
We were
wall.
Required to do that in Michigan for a while.
Yeah.
I tell a story, confessing, sorry to my homeowners. We used to put that up, get our inspection, and then I would tear it down before the drywallers came in.
Because you knew,
I believed.
Yeah.
It was wrong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were told, you said, I mean, a professional like Bob Vila, and we like Bob, but he didn't know back then. I'm sure now he knows,
the
but he didn't know back
didn't
then.
Know. Yeah.
And if you do that in a basement and you have kids, you're going to get that basement smell. Anyone that lives in Michigan knows that basement smell.
Yeah, you'll never keep it dry and you know, warm, dry, healthy if you do that. It'll never happen.
It's crazy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
So one of the differentiators, if I can be a little assumptive here, with Basements Plus is that you guys are going to, you've used the word healthy three times.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make sure that's a healthy environment, not just a beautiful environment.
Right. Yeah. You know, it all starts with waterproofing and foundation repair. You know, a dry basement, in my opinion, should never be finished. We see it happen. We won't do it. But so you got to make it dry for it to be healthy and safe. And so those all kind of go together.
And you can do that.
Yeah, that's kind of our niche. It's not kind of our niche. It is our niche. Is we're the only company in Michigan that can take a basement that needs waterproofing or foundation repair, get that done very well to dry out the basement, and then go ahead and put a great finished basement on top of it.
And now, unlike when you first started, where you, and we've all been there, you know, as a subcontractor, we hire a subcontractor, they don't show up, or they do the job wrong, and you were still responsible ultimately for it. Now that you guys do everything, you have, I mean, I don't want to say, you don't have to count on anyone else. You're 100%, if there's an issue, you know it's done right, so if there is an issue. But I got to guess you have very few warranty issues.
We don't have, but considering the amount of work we do, we don't have very much warranty at all. But we do, if something arises, we're 100% in taking care of whatever comes up. But one of the things that, you know, beyond being able to take it from waterproofing to finishing is having that all be a great customer experience. And whether you're going to do this in pieces, you know, if anybody was ever going to finish their basement, there, you know, many waterproofers out there tell people not to put, they won't warranty their system if you put walls on top of their system.
Good point.
And we will. And we're the only one in Michigan that will, and maybe even the country for all that that matters. But, you know, that's, we can take your job from start to finish, whether you're going to do it in phases, whether you're going to do the waterproofing this year and the finishing a couple years from now. We really should be the choice for you because we're the only one who can do that work in town.
And one phone call.
One phone call.
So what is foundation repair? Because potentially there's a lot of different aspects to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot to it. So you have bowed walls, whether that's at the frost line where it's kind of kinked.
Usually inward.
Always inward, stabilized. It needs to be stabilized one way or another, whether it's wall anchors or carbon straps. You know, there's vertical cracking that, you know, whether it could need straps or stitching or whatever, but it also needs to be protected too. So like a panel crack repair or some other type of thing. We see sinking foundations, which is not our specialty as of yet. I'm looking at it, but I'm getting some resistance. but, you know, there is a whole variety of foundation repairs that you have to, that we come across.
But you have people that could come in and take care of a sagging foundation, right?
Well, yes, yeah.
Years ago, I was a mason by trade, and I did not do a lot of basements. But I remember at a house in Ferndale, and we shored up the basement, we tore down the wall, and goodness sakes, there was no foundation down there at all. It was just put on top of rocks.
No footing,
no spread footing, no nothing. So obviously we got it inspected, and we had to go to the homeowner and say, you know, the city wants a footing down this. We had to charge them more. But people don't know that until they call an expert company like yours. And if they find you, which hopefully they do, at theinsideoutsideguys.com, they know they can trust you. So stick around for everybody as we continue this conversation with our good friends from Basements Plus.
It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, live from Basements Plus Showroom in Commerce. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing expert today at basementsplus.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We're going to have a lot of fun over the next couple hours and provide a lot of information. Steve, you brought somebody in to talk to our audience. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, we have Josh Moss here today. He is our sales manager and our head trainer and spends his days in the field working with the guys on how to assess certain foundation issues and prescribe a rock solid solution.
So Josh, why don't you put those in your words and tell us exactly what you do?
I just make sure we're educating our customers and giving them the best solution for their issues.
Okay. So. Nice talking to you, Josh. Yeah. Thank you very much.
See you later. See you later.
Yeah. Love you. Take care.
Kind of expand on that because Chuck and I, we quote Cy Sims all the time. An educated customer is the best customer you can have. And that's That's your core values here at Basements Plus, isn't that?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of customers, they get excited about finishing basements. They have an idea of what that looks like and what to expect. Nobody ever plans for their basement flooding. So being able to coach them through those issues so they feel confident in their investment and in the repair and the solution that we're providing is what's most important for us.
You mentioned an investment. I mean, Ken and I were talking to some deck people a few weeks ago, and that's always been a do-it-yourself thing, and finishing your basement, as you and I talked about in the first segment, was kind of a do-it-yourself thing. Why isn't finishing a basement today a DIY project, and what are differentiators with your company?
How much time you got, right?
I know. Well, I mean, if you're going to go to Home Depot and ask, you know, I have to waterproof my basement, what should I use? They hand you a bucket of paint. So we'll sell your brush too. Right? We know that is not fixing the issue, which is the water building up around the outside of the foundation. So,
actually, you know, hurting the issue more.
It creates bigger issues if you continue to do that. So, you know, coaching our customers through and explaining in great detail what's happening, what caused this problem, and ultimately what can be a lifetime of the foundation solution for them is what's most valuable to them, and it's what's most valuable to us because they're confident in the project that we're providing for them.
That makes perfect sense. You know, for years, I don't know if they still have them, but you go through certain hardware stores and then have that cinder block that was painted submerged in a little tub.
Dry-lock? Was that the product?
Dry-lock. Yeah. And you and I, we used to get the question, what should I paint? My basement wall is leaking. What should I paint it with? Nothing.
Dry-lock.
All doing homeowners, it's no different than the plastic we talked about earlier. You're trapping that moisture behind the block, and it will sit there over time and make it so you could take that block and crush it in your hands. That's how much it'll deteriorate over time. So we're not big fans of painting basement walls, are we?
No, sir.
Isn't that a good breathable paint you can use?
No.
So you coach your customer. How does Basements Plus coach their customer? What do you mean by that?
So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into just the build of a home. We want to make sure they understand what the builder was thinking and what's the logic behind all the different materials that they use.
So you don't go, what the hell was he thinking?
We try not to.
He's not allowed.
But we like to tell the story, you know. How did we start here? What was causing the issue? What was the builder thinking when they were trying to mitigate this water to begin with, right? And unfortunately, those systems, they're not meant to last forever. It's just like a roof. Eventually, it's going to fail. Eventually, you need to replace it. And we feel like we have really good options for those customers. And we back it with that nationally backed lifetime warranty.
I mean, the drain systems that are put in so many houses, or were put in so many houses when Chuck and I were young.
Badly.
I mean, they were destined to fail, especially those vitrified clay. Just kind of went next to each other. No glue, no nothing over top of them. They're destined to fail.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's where homeowners start noticing that. A lot of times they will start smelling it before they notice any water, won't they?
For sure. I mean, that humidity starts to build up. You get that organic material growing behind some finish walls or up in the bond area. And usually you get those musty smells. And not far behind that is the water intrusion. And that's when we usually get the call.
Yeah, builders in the building code, there's a severe lack of understanding in the industry, you know, compared to what you guys know about water and basements. So you mentioned a warranty, mm-hmm. for instance. You're willing to put a warranty behind it, but what is your warranty? Because a lot of warranties aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's something that, you know, it can be tricky with some companies out there. Our warranty, as
can
long
be
as...
is a very kind way to say that.
I try to be as politically correct as I can. But, you know, as long as we do a full perimeter system with our sump pump, you know, we're going to be offering a lifetime warranty through the company that's nationally backed. But if we go ahead and we finish their basement after the fact, we'll warranty the finishings that we install for those customers. And nobody else does that.
What does that mean, Josh?
That means we're so confident in the pipe that we're putting in and our craftsmanship and our workmanship to remove that water from the floor and divert it into a sump pump that we know they're not going to have an issue in their basement when we finish over top of it.
And why would you? I mean, you want to make sure it's 100% never going to dry. or you wouldn't put a warranty behind it. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. You know, and it's a shame because there's a lot of waterproofing companies out there that will claim a lifetime warranty.
Right.
But as soon as they finish over top of the basement, they've conveniently manipulated the system, and now the customer doesn't have a warranty because they put a wall over it.
Well, they invest a lot of ink in asterisks in the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say you guys don't?
No, we don't. I mean, we try to be as straightforward with our customers. You know, if we're providing a solution, we want to be able to back it with a warranty, and we don't want to play the game. Some customers think they're getting a warranty, and if they read the fine print, there's not much to it.
Good
you know,
for you.
You deserve to know if you need to maintain the system. You deserve to know if the system needs maintenance, that there's a way to maintain it. And some people don't put in the proper materials so that you can maintain it.
You know, Chuck and I have a friend who called us, and we had someone right by them talk to them, and I went out and took a look at a job, and they had studs, steel studs, about 12 inches off the basement wall, and of course they had to cut those down all about 2 feet above, and they went, sorry, we don't do that kind of work.
Yeah.
And they didn't repair any of it. They left the homeowner with at least another $5,000 to $6,000 bill when they were done. That's something Basements Plus will never do.
Yeah, I mean, there's maintenance that needs to be done. Handle it for every occasion. It's a necessary step, and knowledge is the greatest power when you're making a decision like this, understanding what you're actually getting into so you don't have all the surprises and headaches in the end.
Well, you guys have no problem throwing away the warranty word. When we get back from break, let's talk about the guaranteed word, actually a platinum guarantee that's offered by Basements Plus. Again, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, sponsored by Basements Plus.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys live with Basements Plus. And let's keep Josh Moss here a little longer, because you would use the word warranty, then you use guarantee. But there are some huge differentiators with having a company like this do your work in order to get into words like guarantee.
You know what? The confidence a company has to get to put the word guarantee out there has to be off the charts, which obviously it is here at Basements Plus. Talk about that, please, Josh.
Absolutely. So when we're called out to a finishing project and we notice water, right? That's a scary moment for a lot of our customers. You know, we don't want to finish over a wet space, so we have to address
Good.
It properly.
Well, you don't want to, but you will not, obviously.
No, we will not finish over a wet basement. We don't do that. So, you know, we make sure that we're taking the proper steps to make sure that basement is dry. They get that lifetime guarantee from us when we waterproof their basement. That means the entire perimeter of the basement, all the walls, install our triple safe sump pump system to make sure that we can handle any load of water that comes into that basement through groundwater seepage. And the confidence that we're going to install it and install it right the first time is where the guarantee comes from, because we're going to finish over that basement, and if anything happens due to groundwater seepage in our system, we're going to guarantee that we're going to come in there, we're going to replace that at no cost to the customer. And you know, that's a huge statement. When Steve told me this is what we're doing, even I was a little bit surprised.
Absolutely.
You know, but the confidence in the system, the confidence in the people installing it, making sure it's perfect every time, whether you're finishing your basement or you're just getting waterproofing, that's huge to be a part of and to be so confident in the people that are touching.
You know, in the
systems.
Industry and in the code book, we use the word damp proofing, because it really is radical thinking to waterproof a subterranean space like a basement.
Then guarantee it.
Yeah, and then guarantee it. I mean, waterproof, guarantee, those are powerful words in our language.
Absolutely, and you deserve it. If you're going to make that type of investment in your basement, you deserve to have it right.
And I got to think, with all the new homeowners out there, that a lot of people are going, okay, we want to waterproof, and then maybe a few years later we'll get it finished. You want people are listening. You want it waterproofed by Basements Plus, and then a few years later, you want it finished by Basements Plus because you guys don't want to come in and put a finished basement over someone else's guaranteed repair.
Absolutely. A lot of times it voids it as soon as we finish over top of it.
Someone else's voids that?
Yeah, the waterproofing company will void the warranty because we finished over top of their basement.
Seriously?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, the waterproofing companies are telling customers they can finish their basement, and they say, don't worry, just have that contractor call us when you're going to do it. And what they do is they tell them to glue the bottom plate to the wall instead of nailing into the floor and securing that wall. It's wild. They think that's finishing a basement, but we're not in the business to do it wrong.
Well, another thing that you guys do is your design services, which is so important, because a lot of companies who finish that waterproof basements and then go, I can finish a basement, they don't have the design services. They don't have the showroom that you guys have. They don't have the portfolio that you guys have.
No, I mean, we have a great staff. I mean,
and you're smiling as you say that. I love that.
They're fantastic. I mean, the amount of skill, the amount of time that they put into those designs, it's unmatched. It's wild. We go into some spaces where we're scratching our heads sometimes, like, what are we going to do with this space? We send it over to the CAD department, and they come back with the most beautiful designs. I mean, that's something to really be proud of, that you have experts in your field in every single department.
What's a CAD department?
That sounds like a question the old guy would ask.
Yeah. I mean, our CAD department, I mean, it's our design team where they put together not only a blueprint for your finished basement, but a 3D rendering. So when we bring you into our office or sometimes even into your home, we can show you a 3D rendering where you can digitally walk through the space and know what your basement's going to look like before you put pen to paper.
Yeah, and we're going to hopefully talk about fit and finish because you guys do such a tremendous job with that. But you also have given thought, Ken had mentioned paneling when we were kids. You guys have a system, your Silver Glow basement wall system, that makes sure that I don't have a bunch of organics that molds like to eat or critters like to eat. You want to talk to that issue a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, this system is designed for the basement. We're not putting this upstairs. We could if we wanted to. It'd work just as well.
And it'd be very dry.
It'd be extremely dry, right? But this is specifically designed for a damp environment, all right? Even a basement that isn't leaking is damp. Cement is extremely porous. It's going to collect a lot of moisture. That's why it's very important to make sure you're using the materials best suited for that space. And that's why we're so proud to stamp each one of our Basements Plus basements, because we know it's going to last.
Not going to get eaten by mold, black mold. It's not going to rot out if it happens to get wet.
It's completely designed to be water resistant in this space.
So the use of metal studs over wood sounds like a small thing.
Until you have wood rot and your walls getting mushy and you
distorts
have
and warps.
Distorts and everything else. So we want to make sure that we're using a material that's going to last, you know, a lifetime.
I like that.
That's great advice. That's good. What about flooring? Is there the floors that you put on, are there certain floors you have to be careful you don't put down in the basement?
It all depends on the basement, but you know, if it was my basement, I would put in a vinyl flooring because that's going to be resistant to any sort of moisture and humidity issues in that space. You know, some customers still love that carpet, you know, and there's good carpet out there that's going to be resistant to it. You know, we make sure that we're giving our customers all the information when they're making the decision on the space based on the age, based on the environment, so that it will last.
So the PVC trim and molding, is that proven in your eyes? Do you feel really great about installing something like that rather than wood?
I have kids, so I love it because when they ding it up, it's white all the way through.
That's a great point.
I'm not going to have to go and touch it up.
It's
not going to warp. You know, it's not going to bend. It's not going to bow. It's not going to pop. It's a great product, and as a dad, I know I'm not going to have to be on my hands and knees touching it up.
Yeah, because when we were younger, I mean, we didn't ever say organics don't belong in the basement. They just went into the basements. You guys say organics don't belong in the basement.
Yes.
Fair to say?
Yeah.
So insulation, thermal insulation, how critical is that as part of your system in an exterior wall finish in a basement?
Well, it's extremely important to have a continuous insulation around the foundation. Most contractors are going to frame and then stuff insulation in between the framing, which leaves a void where you can have cold spots. Actually, we use thermal cameras to show our customers all the time where they're losing that energy that they pay so much for, you know, to heat and cool that space. But, you know, having that continuous insulation around the foundation, it's going to be more energy efficient. It's going to create an environment closer to that main level, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
And it's an insulation that water will not destroy.
Correct.
Well, when you have a company like Basements Plus, I got to think the inspectors love you guys, because you as many jobs as you do in their jurisdictions, they get to know you and they get to trust you. Is that fair to say?
We have a great reputation with all the municipalities, even the ones that are a little difficult to deal with, but we go above and beyond
to
make sure.
Josh? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. But, you know, I think so many people in this industry go, oh, it's just a basement. The city will never see. It's a basement. You guys don't play that game.
We don't. We want to do it right. And we know we're going to hold ourselves accountable, but it's nice for the city to come in and give that stamp of approval. And that helps when you sell the home as well, to make sure that it was done and it was done right. And you don't just have to take our word for it. The city is going to tell you that as well.
And you're a turnkey contractor, so I have one company to call as a homeowner with any basement issues once you guys have been in and done your job.
Absolutely, especially with waterproofing. Unfortunately, there's a lot of contractors out there that only do the waterproofing aspect. They don't facilitate removing some of the walls, installing the dedicated electrical outlets that are needed for sump pumps, removing asbestos flooring or tiles from the ceiling, even lead remediation. Like, that's really important. We don't want to contaminate a space, and we'll facilitate making sure that's taken care of for our customers where others don't.
Because you guys know how to do it. A lot of companies go in there, and they'll try to get out of the basement, and they'll wind up contaminating the entire house. So that's one of the warm and fuzzies homeowners get if they decide to use Basements Plus for their next basement. Stick around. We got a bunch more to talk to when we continue this conversation with Basements Plus.